giving some thought to the Nartana Ritao today and looking at some of the statements Gurudeva made about it in Sarvadharma Shastras. I thought I'd share those. So we're about 2 weeks into the Nartana Ritao. 3.5 months left. Nartana Ritao, the season of dancing with Shiva, begins on Hindu New Year. This is the period of creation. That's important. Creation. The warm season from mid-April through mid-August. Teaching is dancing with Shiva. The key word of this season is planning. Skipping the colors. The emphasis is on seeing ahead, planning for future years. It is a time of planning retreats and other activities for youths and adults for the entire year. During this time of looking forward, the church's six-year plan is updated by the stewards and another year added. So we're supposed to update our plan here. Has everyone planned ahead 6 years? How's your six-year plan? It's a good amount of time to be planned ahead. So the reason I read that was to catalyze us to on those two thoughts, that it's a creative time of year and it's a good time for planning, so it must be in the astrology of these sun signs, intellectual sun signs we're going through, starting with Aries. It's a good time to plan and be creative. But one of the reasons we can run out of inspiration in our life is we don't plan far enough ahead. We ran out of plans. We did everything we figured out we wanted to do, and we haven't created anything new to do. We've run out of plans, but we don't realize we've run out of plans necessarily. We're just going along, doing our day-to-day routines, coming to the San Juan Homa, doing our daily puja. Everything's great, but we don't have any plan. So it's a good time to pull out our plans, wherever they are, in our computer, in our drawers, in our diaries, and to look them over and to update them, and as Gurudeva says, to extend them another year. We always want to be planned ahead. If 6 years is too much, at least go 3. Sometimes our life is, we don't think it's stable enough or determined enough to go 6 years out. What will I be doing 6 years from now? No idea, but it's easy to go 3. And it's a worthwhile practice. It gives our life updated direction, shall we say. Gives us a chance to look at the goals we created last time. Goals for retirement, goals for career advancement, goals for our children's schooling, and see if they're on track or see if they need to be changed. So Gurudeva was a great planner and encouraged everyone to plan ahead and felt it was important not only to plan but to update the plan. So we can do that. Stewards can do that, their level. Kulams can look at their plans. How is our six-year plan and the Piliar Kulam? Do we need to update it? How's our six-year plan and the Lumbadar Kulam? And give that some thought.